is 001. Hilchos Chanukah. Siv Hey. Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah. Menicho al Pesach asomach l'shus harabim mibachutz. He puts it by the entrance. The entrance opening to Rishus HaRabim, on the outside of the entrance, and on the inside, as close as possible to Rishus HaRabim, but still within the entrance. Mishum Persume Nisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, become a Forish Vazel Ketzad. More specifically, that's the general rule. Im Habayis, Pasuach Rishus HaRabim, if his door opens, and the entrance to the door is by the Rishus HaRabim, so, that's great. Manichu al pischo. V'yem yesh chotzer lefnei habayis. If there's a chotzer, courtyard, manichu al pesach ha-chotzer, the one which is open to Rishus HaRabim. The outer, not the pesach, the pesach ha-chotzer to Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Now, let's talk about that. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah. B'chatzer Hosein, Hoi Pesuchus Rishus HaRabim. What? Only for clarification, not stump questions. No, otherwise, we'll never get anywhere. No. Only clarification.
Yeah, a chatzer here means
a courtyard.
It doesn't mean a front yard. It means a courtyard.
It could mean a front yard. Not necessarily a front yard.
Okay.
Now, let's stop here for a moment. And so this is the basic din. Alright, let's go by that. Okay, there's a famous Chazanish that's quoted by different Svarim. It's rather not in the Sefer Chazanish, but it's quoted by many people that our Chatzeros are not really Chatzeros. The Chatzeros of which the Gemara speaks is a Chatzer where people used for living purposes. They did their cooking there. Go through Shas, and you see that their chatzeros are very much a makom of hishtamshus that was used. And our chatzeros are just to walk through.
This is what the
that's not relevant. The point is, it's not a makom hishtamshus. It's a makom of basically walking through, maybe storage. You keep the bicycles there, you keep the car there, you keep anything else. So he says it's not a chotzer, and therefore this then wouldn't apply. I don't quite understand why not. It's used, certainly kids play there. I don't quite understand it, and many argue with the Chazanish. So you have to decide which way is to be more frum, right? You want to be as frum as possible. So if you're in Bnei Brak, you got to do like the Chazanish. You want to be frum, you do like the Chazanish. But what's the alternative? If you're going to lighten your wind, what's the alternative? So according to the Chazanish, it's not clear what you're going to do. So what does the Chazanish want you to do? Does he want you to put it by the door of your house that opens to the chotzer? Then no one's going to see it. So Elamai, you put it in your window. Okay, that's this, according to the Chazanish, that's your best alternative, is to put it in the window. Then you have to hope that your window is open to the Rishus HaRabim, that it's not more than 20 amos above the ground of the Rishus HaRabim. Otherwise, if you follow the Chazanish, you're really stuck. If you don't have a window, if you're 20 amos up, or you don't have a window, so where are you going to put it, according to the Chazanish? Okay, let's go back to it. You don't have to do like the Chazanish.
If 20 amos up, there's no option anyway.
What?
If a person's 20 amos up, he has no option anyway.
He puts it by the door of the Chatzar, the door that opens to Rishus HaRabim. What do we care? It can be 80 amos up. He's putting it in the door of the Chatzar.
So he has to come down.
With entrance to the building, if the building opens to Rishus HaRabim, yes. Okay. You don't have to do like the Chazanish. It's not an accepted psak. It's not even kids play there. I don't know we're not mishtamish with it. Why not? Maybe in Hilchos Shabbos, the Chazanish says it in Hilchos Erevin. I don't know if it's an extrapolation to Hilchos Chanukah, or he said it. It's not in the Sefer in Hilchos Chanukah. The Stipler says it, not the Stipler, Chaim Kanievsky says it in Hilchos Chanukah. He tzustels it, and the Oznidberu tzustels the Chazanish. Chazanish really never, There's no writing of the Chazon Ish about Hanukkah. Maybe in the recent spate of Sfarim that came out with stories, so maybe it's there, like Hanhogas Chazon Ish came out, all these Sfarim came out, I never had a chance to look at them yet. Maybe he indeed said it there, but it's not in the Sefer Chazon Ish. Okay, V'moya Dar Ba'aliyah. If he lives in an upper story, She'ein Lo Pesach Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim. So why not? Why doesn't he have a Pesach Pesuch L'Shus HaRabim? So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'gam Ein Lo Pesach Pesuach L'Chotzer El Pesuch Hi L'Bayis. So what does that mean? It means he doesn't have his own Pesach. He has the right of entry. That's how he gets into his Aliyah. He walks in through the door of the house and he goes upstairs. But that Pesach is not called his Pesach. It's not Meyuchad for him. It's Meyuchad for the person living downstairs. And also, he's not open to the Chotzer. Look at the Shar HaTzion and Chav Zayin. Dimoya Pesach Aliyah Pesuach L'Chotzer. Hayah Manicha Al Pesach HaChotzer. Shu Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim. Dimoya Pesach Aliyah Pesuch L'Shus HaRabim. If you have like a staircase, he doesn't have his own Pesach there. The Beis Yosef explains, Mishmur is not so clear what he means. The Beis Yosef is more clear that he doesn't have his own Pesach. He doesn't have his own Pesach. It might be like some Achronim say that perhaps it's like a Binyan Meshutaf that you have in Eretz Yisrael. That the entrance to the house. So it's a little different because here you're a shutuf, you actually own it as much as everyone else. In the case here that we're talking about, he lives ba'aliyah, so it's not his Pesach at all. He just walks in that way, but it doesn't belong to him. Basically, he has right of entry, so he goes upstairs. But it's seen by people as the balabayas' Pesach. And he had his own Pesach in the Chotzer. Kids say it's not individual to him. So some say any Binyan Meshutaf has this problem, that the Pesach doesn't really, someone else is lighting it. But the territory of the Binyan Meshutaf that we have is like a house of Shutzer. Everybody owns it, so two people light there. Here he's talking about that it's not a Shutzer. He doesn't have at all his own Pesach Pesuach to Rosh HaRabim or to the Chotzer. It belongs to someone else. He just has right of entry there, but it's not his Pesach. So what does he do? So in other words, if he would light there, the Beis Yosef speaks this out. The Mishnah Berurah is not so clear. So what's the problem? Let him light there anyway. That's just to belong to you. There's no din shalcha. So the Beis Yosef speaks out, and we'll see later that there has to be a perception that it's yours. Here, anything that's put in these places looks like the ground floor's Ner Chanukah. Doesn't look like his Ner Chanukah. And that's a concern by Ner Chanukah, that people should see that you're being mefarsim the mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah. So that's what this guy in the upper story doesn't have. If he doesn't have his own Pesach Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim, or as the Shaar HaTzion says, he doesn't have his own Pesach of the Chotzer, so then it looks like the ground floor's guy, Pesach, and no one knows it's his, so there's no perception that he's doing the mitzvah Ner Chanukah. That's what I'm saying. I think, yeah, because there everybody knows it's a binyan of shutfin, and everybody sees, and everybody is a shutuf in the entrance to the house.
So if there's 10 units, no one knows that these three belong to that guy and that guy and that guy.
They don't have to know the names of the people, but they know it's lit by people in the house. They know it's not just from one apartment. They see three, so they know it's three apartments. In the Mechaber's case, in the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Beis Yosef is Mayrich a little more. The perception is that it belongs to the ground floor guy. It's seen as it's his. It doesn't belong to the other guy. The other guy has no entrance.
No need to know which guy belongs to.
Right. So what does he do? He puts it in the window. Manicha b'chalona somach l'shus harabim. Kids, if he has no pesach b'soch l'shus harabim, not his own at least, so he puts it in the window. Ubishasa sakona chenavashoy lakaya ma mitzvah. They made zeiros manichal al shulchano the dayo. So he, the evidence you put it on your table and you mafasten the nace to yourself. That's all. To yourself, to your family. In that case, v'tzorech merachel lishtamish lioro. In that case, it's a, you must have another nair to use for light. They didn't have electricity, remember. We're talking about the nair of the house. So your house is black and they had a nair on the table. And now you have this nair on the table. So the Mechaber is saying you need another nair. You can't use the nair Chanukah for your light. If he makes Madura, if he has torches, if he has larger fires burning there, so then ain't it tzorech ner acher for the ner Chanukah, he'll use the bigger light. Not sure why not, but that's the way it is. Tzorech ner acher, then again, you need ner acher. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. V'miyesh Madura. The Tzorech Ner Acher Lassus Heker L'Dovar. That he's not using the Ner Chanukah. Even though, well, no. Mishnah Brura means Lassus Heker L'Dovar, even if you're not planning on using the light. Even if you're not going to use the light, but you have to put a second there, Lassus Heker L'Dovar. Yeah, there was no. They didn't have shamashim automatically. This is the basic halacha that you need a ner acher, and it's not even saying you need a ner acher. Meanwhile, we're learning the basic halacha that you only need a ner acher when it's sitting on your table and it's providing the light for your house. Then you must have a ner acher, even if you're not planning on using the light. But to make a heker, you have to have, because it's always in there on your table. So you have to have a heker that it's ner Chanukah. Yimesh Madura v'yochol ishtamish l'choneha v'yesh hekeiro anyway sh'aner shol mitzvahi. So then that's okay. So one of the questions is that many people light in Chassidish and more also, they light inside the house by the door to the hallway, and that's not really what Chazal had in mind. So nowadays you can light outside, there's no real sakana. Basically anywhere in the world there wouldn't be a sakana. So you should go back to lighting outside, to the open, to the Rishus HaRabim. So this Terutzim, why not? The Aruch HaShulchan says, again, in the Chutz Laaretz, in Europe, he says it's not just we light inside because of the Goyim. We light inside because it's freezing outside, and it's windy outside, and it's raining outside. And how can you light outside in such a matzav? He's not talking about Eretz Yisrael, he's talking about Europe, where it's cold and windy and freezing. So, and then others say other terutzim. Some give Kabbalistic reasons that in this man of Golus, we don't light the Nair for the outside, but we're happy to light the Nair just for ourselves and our houses. There's a discussion if you're lighting the Nair for Jews only, or if you're lighting it for non-Jews as well. If the Talmudoi were Jews or non-Jews, that's a, you know, the Achrayim talk about all these things. The Moedim Uzmanim, we have one here from Rav Sternbuch, he has a piece of Torah explaining why perhaps some people still light on the inside and not on the outside. Of course, there's no reason. So if you're not going to follow the Chazon Ish, then Avadi should light in the Pesach Pesuch Lishus HaRabim. That's the ideal. So you have to know. So people will be talking to me as we get closer to Chanukah where they should light. Certainly a window. I think they say the third koma is already over 20 amos. What do I have the numbers here? 20 amos is according to the Chazon Ish 11 and a half meters. And according to Rav Chaim, 9.5 meters, 20 amos. So if you're below 20 amos or less, then you're okay. You could lighten the window. Okay, yeah. You don't have to wash the candles for 30 minutes. Especially if you light outside, you don't. If you're lighting outside, you're being fired from the nays to B'nai Rishus HaRabim. You can stand outside and sing Mosur. That'll get you, sing slowly. That's 7 minutes right there. Same as Moshiach Hanukkah Bayis David, seven times. It's another 3 minutes. Well, look in the Siddurim. There's a lot to do. It's not so cool. It's very warm. Anyway, that's the basic halacha. Let's go.
It doesn't have a good way to publicize for other people, then they're forced by the Siddurim. Doesn't have a good opening. We have
I don't know what you mean by good. Ask a Shaila. He'll email me and ask a Shaila. This is the basic halacha. The light for Bnei Rosh Hashanah. And if you don't have a place to light, then you put it in your window. If it's Rosh Hashanah, nobody's going to take a census of how many people are going to be outside. If your window opens to the backyard, which is not Rosh Hashanah, where the only people that go there are people that are taking out the garbage. That's not exactly Rosh Hashanah. So some achronim, you'll hear people say, oh, even if you're above 20 amos, so you're lighting for the people across the road who are also on the fifth floor. No. It's not Rosh Hashanah. Chazal said to light for Bnei Rosh Hashanah. The people in the building across the road are not Rosh Hashanah. They're also people in the... All shaylos address your local Orthodox rabbi. This is the basic halacha that we're learning now. Okay. Sivvot. Menichol amalam ishloisha tochim. You're lighting outside. It should be higher. The flame. We're talking about now the flame. Not the Chanukiah, but the flame. The flame should be higher than 3 amos. Mishnah Berurah says the kol amat... What? 3 tochim. I'm sorry. The kol amatam ishloisha kilu iniach bakarka ve'enikar shalabayas inichol sham. I wish someone would explain it to me. I've never understood that. For the last 40 years, I don't get that. Why is it not Nika that the Baba Bayis put it there if it's Lamata Mishlosha Kili Nichol Bakarka? I just don't get it. I never did understand that. Anybody wants to explain it to me? Somebody put it there. Somebody like dropped it by mistake. We come with the Eved Yotza, with the Eved Yotza. I once saw in the old city, they have the niches in the wall, that's like very nice, and the menorahs are there along the building. So there, if it would be too low, it's very dark. They don't always have street lamps. They can see if it's too low, then you think it's maybe put there to make light on the street. And to be like street lights, so you can see where you're walking, you don't trip. But that's not... Okay, so you put it higher than 3 tefachim, u'mitzvah l'anich l'mata mi'asor tefachim. That, very logical. The Ika Pirsum Menes, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's more Pirsum Menes, k'shul l'mata. The lower it is, the less logical it is that it was put there to provide light, and therefore... it's more Pirsum Hanes. The Dover Osir Laor and Derek Vanichel Kogach Lamato. Finally, a rabbit got into the Hodain and Zoram was there. Mishum the Somkin al Amorachai, she caused of the Akhil Shurugul Loniach Bethmim, where people light inside the house and paid the Bazaar, so you don't have to be so mocked with things that exhibit the Pirsum Hanes, because everybody in the house knows you're lighting their Hanukkah there. Achin Hatur saw some Bazaar, but the Tur brings out this halacha anyway. It still has to inherently exhibit Pirsum Hanes, so the less it looks like a light provider, the better it is. Nowadays you can say Mamela looks like it because no one uses candles anymore. So now that we were zeichet to electricity, so you could say that's a reason why the halacha, you don't have to be so makbar on this halach anymore. No one thinks that you're lighting these candles for light anymore. We don't use candles for light. The mitzvah still follows this halacha and puts it lamata miten tetrochim. Then dor ba'aliyah, and you're putting it in the window to the tzadush ha'sarabim. So obviously, afilo machalom gavoa yosu mi'atar tetrochim mikakoros ha'aliyah. So it doesn't matter because you're doing it for the Bnei Rosh Hashanah. So you're not cheshbening with how it looks. What you're doing it for, you have to get it up to the chalom. so the Bnei Rishus HaRabim should see it. If Yesh Lo Shtei Chalonos, Echol Amal HaMiyasar HaTfachim, Echol Amal HaMiyasar HaTfachim, Badi Yen Echel HaBachalon, Shul Amal HaMiyasar HaTfachim. Ubnei Rishus Beis HaKnesses, HaMinik Shamanor B'mokim Govoa. Again, presumably in the Beis HaKnesses, it's clear that it's being done for Hanukkah purposes. You have the regular lights there, I would imagine. And therefore, the higher it is, the more person haneis it is. But you don't do a lamala meyasr mamma. You're not yotzei. The lo shalta ba'ena, the eye doesn't naturally look there, or doesn't see it clearly there. Mein afkamina bein amadik bein bechutu bein amadik bein habayis. Lo yotzei v'tzach lachzor v'varech. This is serious. The serious when we say you're not yotzei. Can't cause it a prichodesh. Find a prichodesh, ma shikosu b'zeh. Okay, the Ramah says, Agav afilu lekochal kach dolok, he took it lit, and he put it lamata meyesrim lo yotza. That lochay sunitza, that's a big yisod, a very important technical yisod, that had lochay sunitza, you have to light it, that it's already doing the mitzvah when you light it. You can't fix things up afterwards. So it can't be above 20 amas at the time when you light it. If he lit it from Atam Yisrim, Unatolo Misham, the Inicha B'Mokomacher Toch Yisrim, Yotzei Do Havi Adlocha B'Mokomo, Yishnei Mokomos Kesherim. We're only worried about you taking it from above 20, putting it below 20. But if it's below 20 to below 20, that's okay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says here, because here he's concerned with this halacha of 20. But in two other places in Hilchos Chanukah that we'll have later, the Mishnah Berurah mentions you should not be moving the Ner Chanukah around during the half hour. Don't move it around. Let it sit where it is for half hour. If you move it, it'll look like you're using it la'ora, it'll look like you're using it as a flashlight, and therefore you should not move it around. So it's a little stira, but it's not really a stira. It's only a din l'chatchila, not to the edit. And here he's just talking in this context, that the din hadlaka, so the din hadlaka also mitzvah precludes lighting it above 20 and moving it to below 20, but it doesn't preclude lighting it in place A and putting it in place B if both places are fine. Hadlaka also mitzvah does not preclude that. Then later on in the Chos Chanukah he makes a different point, that you shouldn't be walking around with the Ner Chanukah because it looks like you're using it as a flashlight. That's a separate halacha. Okay. Any questions? No. Everybody got a light? Yeah. Okay. Good. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow.